Blog Talk Crazy. Radio.
You thought I
You thought I was a cowboy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. I'd like to thank God for all of you that dialed into the show this evening. You dialed into Ministry Impossible with your host, Minister Sharon Rambus. Ministry Impossible is based on the scripture found in Luke 18:27, where Jesus says, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." And our theme is nothing. There is nothing too hard for God. Our mission is to empower and encourage God's people with the word of God. And so you can dial into our broadcast every second and fourth Saturday of each month from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Our next show dates are Thursday, August the 13th, and Saturday, August the 31st. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it, despite what it may look like, even despite what it might even feel like. God has been good to you, so we always start to show off with prayer, because the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. It also says that men are to always pray and not faint. Prayer is a weapon, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. For when we pray, I believe God listens. And when we listen, I believe God speaks. And when we believe, I believe God works. May we pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being better to us than we've been to ourselves. We thank you for your peace, your protection, and your power. We thank you that we don't have to live under condemnation and the clouds of threats from the giants in our lives, giants of sickness, giants of lack, and giants of loneliness, the giants of oppression and depression. You've created us to be giant slayers, and we shall no longer be bound. Thank God we are free, free to love and live in the purpose and power in which you created us for. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And so this evening, I just come simply to tell you that Jesus is real. So no matter where you are tonight, you might be riding along in your car, you might be listening from your home, you might be listening from a hospital room, someone can even be in a convalescent home, you can even find yourself behind prison bars, but wherever you are tonight, Jesus is real, and he will save you if you just reach out and grab him by faith, for there is no other name given under the heavens whereby men can be saved. For at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord and that he is King of kings and he's Lord of lords. And so there is a word tonight. The word is found in the epistles of Ephesians, the 6th chapter. I'm sorry, first we'll read Ephesians. The first chapter, verses 1 through 7. Ephesians, the first chapter, 1 through 7. And then our second reading will come from Ephesians 6 and 10. Ephesians 1 and 1 reads, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be unto you peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual things, all spiritual blessings in high places in Christ. Accordingly, as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the richness of his grace. And now Ephesians 6 and 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And just for a few minutes, we'd like to talk about the believer's authority. The believer's authority. So your question might ask, believer's authority. So how do we access believer's authority or spiritual authority? We first must become believers. And so in this epistle, Paul is teaching us and admonishing us how to activate our spiritual authority as believers. And this authority is only for believers. And so the first thing we must do to activate our spiritual authority is to become a believer. But while studying in Ephesians, you will learn that Jesus has blessed us in viewing us as holy and blameless. Jesus has blessed us with the adoption and the full inheritance. And Jesus has blessed us by predestinating us to live for his glory. And so the first thing I'd like to discuss is God's plan of redemption. God's plan of redemption. In our text, we read that Paul is teaching that it was God who formed the plan of redemption. It was God who raised Jesus from the dead. It was God who gave him a name above every name. And it was God who spoiled the demonic principalities and powers who opposed the resurrection of Jesus Christ. See, death was the penalty for sin. And so therefore Christ bore the world's guilt on the cross, and the satanic powers of the air sought to exercise their right to hold him under their power. But in Ephesians, we see that the Son is seated above these powers. He has power, and his authority is of the throne of God. And see, we as believers, we have access to that same authority, because we, once we come into the knowledge of God, that's part of the benefit package. We have access to that power. We have authority over the enemy, just as Jesus did. And so we, the believers, we have to access our authority. We have to first recognize it, and then we have to access it. And so that's what we're talking about, accessing our authority, recognizing. So first we have to realize that we've been redeemed. God has provided a plan for us. He provided a way for us. He has, through the redemption of Jesus Christ, he has given us the victory. When he rose, when he raised Jesus up from the dead, he rose with all power in his hand over victory and death and the grave. And so that same power, we as believers, we have that. And so we have to walk in it. We have to operate in it. And so because we are, Christ is the head of the church, and we are the body. And so the head needs the body to operate in this earth realm. And so we have to exercise our power over the demonic spirits, over the principalities of this world, because we're sitting in heavenly places just like Christ. And so that's why in Matthew 18:18, Jesus said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose on heaven. And so, and that's using that authority here on earth. And so the second thing I'd like to point out is that we have been risen. We have risen with Christ. We are risen with Christ. And so that same power that Jesus rose with, that God raised Jesus up, operates in us and through us today, and we have to operate in it. But unfortunately, we forfeit. We give up. We give in. We neglect a lot of the power because we don't know we have it, or when things seem not to go our way, we give up. And as believers, that's the only way that we will ever lose a battle, is if we give up. Because the battle has already been fought and the victory has already been won. He's already gave us access. Jesus said he has the key. Jesus said in Revelations 1:18, he said, "I am he that lived and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of hell and of death." And so Jesus took the keys away from the enemy. And so keys gives you access, and only those authorized have keys. And so when we are coming to the knowledge of Christ, when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, we gain that same access. We gain that same access to victory that he gained on the cross. And so as believers, we have to walk in that. And so the devil will try to everything that you, he will try to throw everything at you. He will try everything he can to give you to, for you to give up, for you to give in, for you to neglect your power, because he can't take it from you. And so he sends spirits of depression and oppression and disillusionment, and he plays tricks on your mind, make you feel like you're the only one. He tries to get you in isolation. And so the devil will try everything in his power to keep you from coming into the knowledge that you have authority over him. He's under the feet of Jesus, and so we have to place the devil under our feet. And so he'll fight you. He'll fight you. He'll fight you. He'll keep coming. Just like you're the champion. You already won. You already won. But just like a champion, there's always a contender trying to take your crown. And so you have to defend your title. So you have to remain undefeated. That's why the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8-9, it says, "Be alert and of a sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of the believers throughout the world is undergoing the same suffering." James 4:7 says, "Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And so all you had to do is just stand firm in your faith. Stand firm in your conviction. Yes, he'll throw some stuff at you, but I declare if you stand flat-footed, holding on to the promises, holding on to the victory that has already been given to you, you shall come out of it. And so he first tells us you have to submit to God, come under his authority, for it's the only way that we can discern the schemes of the devil. See, we need to stay close to God and within the covering of his protection and care. And then in James, he said, remind us to stand firm in our faith. He tells us to resist the devil and that the enemy will have to run. And so that's how powerful we are. And it's not that we operate in our own power. We operating in his power. It's the God in me. It's the power. And so that's the incredible truth and the light that's shining through us by God's word. And so it's God's power that will make the enemy run. So you don't have to run after him to fight him. We don't have to battle in our own strength. We simply have to live a life and be in submission to God's authority and constantly resist the attacks of the enemy. Romans 8:37 says, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Zechariah 4:6 says, "Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." And so it's the Christ Spirit within us. And so how do we remain undefeated? We have to live a Christ-centered life and to live under the authority of God. We have to live under authority of his word. So that means we have to be acquainted with his word. We have to be well-versed in his word. We have to study his word. And in Ephesians 6 and 10, he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. John 1 and 1 says that in the beginning was the word of God, and the word was God. And so if you're going to be strong in the Lord, you have to be strong in his word. And so we have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Because God is mighty. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 says, But thanks be unto God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you go through a name change. Your name becomes victory. No longer defeated. No longer despondent. No longer downtrodden. Your name becomes victory. And so we are in Christ. In Christ we have the victory. And so we have to know that in Christ we are forgiven, that we are set free, that we have his mighty power working on our behalf, that we are more than conquerors through Christ. We are overcomers in his life because he has overcome. And our lives are hidden in Christ with God. And so no enemy, no obstacle can touch our souls when we have been set free by the blood of Christ and the power of his sacrifice by death on a cross. We have a new identity in him. We have been bought with a Christ, with a price. We are no longer our own. No longer are we by ourselves. No longer are we long rangers, but we are covered by the grace and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. We live victorious, and no demon of darkness can ever separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. There is love in the name of Jesus. There is protection in the name of Jesus. And it is in him that we live and that we move and have our being. And so we have the victory. And so no matter how you feel, you have the victory. You have to keep reminding yourself. You have to play it over and over again that you have the victory. Although it might be looking like you done lost a few things along the way, but the fight is already fixed. The victory is already won. And so you can rest assured that in the end, you're going to win. So I'd like to encourage you to hold out and to hold on just a little while longer. For it's guaranteed, God's word is a guarantee that your change will surely come. And that your ladder will be greater. So hold on, my brother, and hold on, my sister. For the best is yet to come. God bless you tonight.